two of them were Oholah the elder and Oholabah her sister, and they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Oholah, and Jerusalem Oholabah. And Oholah played the harlot when she was nine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors, which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Thus she committed her whoredoms with them, with all them that were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted, with all their idols she defiled herself. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and poured their whoredom upon her. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hands of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians, unto whom she doted. These discovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters. They slew her with the sword, and she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Oholabah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her whoredoms more than her sister in her whoredoms. She doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way, and that she increased her whoredoms. For when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion, girded with girdles upon their loins, exceeding in dyed attire upon their heads, all of them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their nativity. How much more do you want me to go? All the way? Wait a minute. Verse 19, yet she multiplied her whoredoms and called into remembrance the days of her youth wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt, for she doted upon their paramours, whose flesh is as the flesh of asses and whose issue is like the issue of horses. You want me to keep reading?
I think that's enough.
Okay, wait a minute. I want my $100 now. All Muslims are truthful. Here's the $100. That man's got a pocket full of money. If he takes all that money back to South Africa, he's going to worsen the U.S. debt. I don't know what kind of programs you have here in Islam, but I'm going to give his $100 to whatever you have here to help pay for this auditorium tonight.
Mr. Dedan, you made a statement that Islam believes in the virgin birth of Christ, but does not that God does not beget nor is he begotten. Luke, the first chapter, the 34th and the 35th verse, explains the birth of Christ as the Holy Spirit overshadowing Mary and the power of the Most High pouring upon her. How do you explain this?
You see, Brother Swaggart has suggested during his talk that the Quran is a copy, a plagiarism of stories from the Bible. Now, let me give you this example, a comparison between what is told in the scriptures and what is told in the Quran about the birth of Jesus, if I may. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Wa is qalatil malaikati ya Maryam, behold, the angel said, O Mary, inna Allah astafaki wa tahharaki wa astafaki ala nisa'il alameen. That God Almighty has chosen thee and purified thee, chosen thee above the women of all nations. This is the honor that is given to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the Holy Quran, that she is a woman chosen above the women of all nations. Ya Maryam Uqnuti li Rabbiki wasjudi warkai ma raqeen. So, O Mary, worship thy Lord devoutly. Go straight thyself and bow down in prayer with those who bow down. Zalika min anba'i al-ghaybi nuhihi ilayka. This is part of the tidings of the things unseen which we reveal unto thee, O Muhammad, by inspiration. You were not with them when they cast lots with arrows as to which of them should be charged with the care of Mary, nor was thou with them when they disputed the point. I will not go into the full story, but if I may, I will have to do it tomorrow night. But the verses continue. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ, behold, the angel said, O Mary, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ, that God Almighty gives you glad tidings of a word from Him. إِسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ, His name will be the Messiah, translated Christ. عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ, Jesus the son of Mary, وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, held in honor in this world and in the hereafter. وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, and of the company of those nearest to God. What the Christian would say, sitting on the right hand of God. We say not physically, not geographically, but in stature, in spirituality, in the company of those nearest to God. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ, and you will speak with the people. فِي مَحْدِ وَقَحْوًا, in childhood and in maturity. وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he shall be of the company of the righteous. When this good news is given to me, about the birth of a Holy Son, she says, قَالَتْ رَبِّيَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. She said, Oh my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? The angel says in reply, قَالَ فَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Even so, Allah creates what He will. وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا, whenever He decrees a matter, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. Whenever He decrees a matter, He merely says with be and it is. This is the Muslim concept of the birth of Jesus. For God to create a Jesus without a human father, just like that. To create a million Jesuses without father, without mother, just like that. The biblical version, in comparison, I am suggesting to Reverend Duncan, the head of the Bible Society in Johannesburg. I had gone there to buy an Indonesian Bible in Johannesburg, and he called me for tea, seeing this funny headgear of mine in this beard, that I was interested in Bible. He called me into his office, and I explained this to him, which was something novel to him, something amazing to him, that I was speaking from my book. So he said, look, this and the Bible appears to me to be the same. I said, yes, on the face of it. On the face of it, we are both trying to say the same thing, that Jesus was created by a special miracle. But I said, when you compare them closely, the difference between the Quran and the Bible is chalk and cheese. I don't know whether the Americans understand this expression, chalk and cheese. The Canadians didn't, because they didn't know chalk, they knew crayon, crayon and cheese, which is not the same thing. Chalk and cheese is folds apart, worlds apart. The Quran says for God to create, He merely wills it and the thing comes into being. The Bible says, and the Holy Ghost, same question, how can this thing be when no man has touched it? Oh, I know not a man, meaning sexually. The Bible says, and the Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High will overshadow thee. This gives that picture to the atheists and the agnostics to beat you with. How did the Holy Ghost come on Mary? How did the Almighty overshadow her, like a man doing to his wife? How? No, we know it doesn't mean that. But the language of the two. See, the Quranic language is for God to create, He wills it, and the thing comes into being. The biblical language is earthly. I said, between the two, I'm asking Reverend Duncan, which version would you be prepared to give to your daughter? The Quranic version of the birth of Jesus or the biblical version? And believe me, he bowed his head in shame, and he said, I would prefer to give the Quranic version to my daughter.
Brother Swaggart, what did you mean by the term unique?
After I answer this, I propose, if it's not out of order, that we make this the last question. We've been here 2.5 hours. Oh, I'm sorry. Very good. Fine. They're paying him by the hour. They're not paying me at all. But I got $100, though. In the Greek translation, in the original Greek, the word unique simply meaning different than any that there had ever been. There has never been one like the Son of God. He's unique. And there has never been one like Mary that produced the Son of God, as he eloquently explained just a moment ago. It just simply means there was never one before him like that. There will never be one after him like that. He was unique as God's own Son manifest in the flesh. And incidentally, we Christians don't believe in three gods. We don't believe that God is married and lives in an apartment in heaven and has a bunch of children. We don't believe and teach such foolishness as that. We believe that out of love, God Almighty condescended to come down here on this planet and live among men and to walk and talk among men, and in human form, the incarnation, to die on Calvary's cross as the perfect sin offering for mankind. Man helpless to save himself. And he did just that. And he told the people, you kill this body, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. Once again, he was unique in that. He was unique in the prophecies. He was unique in his birth. He was unique in his life. He was unique in his miracles. He was unique in his ministry. He was unique in his death. He was unique in his resurrection. He was unique in his ascension. And when he comes back, he will be unique in his coming again.
Mr. D-Day, we have invited you to our Christian nation to debate the topic, is the Bible the Word of God? Will you now show the courage to invite Reverend Swaggart to debate you once again on the same topic in the city of Mecca? And if not, why?
Mecca. You see, if the questioner had asked, are you prepared to debate Brother Swaggart in the United States in the different cities? I said, I'm prepared now to offer $10,000 for each meeting in places like the Madison Square Garden in New York, venues of that kind, $10,000 per meeting, 4 meetings in the United States, $40,000. But the questioner is asking whether I would be prepared to invite him to Mecca. Now, I don't rule Mecca, number one. Number two, if you want to get into Mecca, you need a visa. When I had to come to the United States, your government forced me to get a visa. And I went through the process of acquiring that visa, and I'm here. You see, I wanted to go to the old Zambia, you know, when Zambia became independent. I wanted to go to Zambia. At that time, Smith was ruling this southern Rhodesia. So they gave me visa form. And I had to sign at the back that I do not recognize the illegitimate Smith regime before they give me a visa. I wanted to go. So I had to sign the document that I do not recognize the illegitimate Smith regime in southern Rhodesia. Similarly, if I have to come to the United States, I fulfill your terms and conditions. Whatever you tell me, if I'm prepared to go through with it, I get the visa. Without that, no visa in Canada, no visa here, no visa for people in South Africa. You have to fulfill the conditions. Now, there is a condition attached to you visiting Mecca. And that condition is that you declare with your lips, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The meaning is that I believe that there is but one God, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, not Jesus, that God. I believe in the one and only God, Allah, which is His name, and that Muhammad is the last and final messenger of God. You feel that condition, you are welcome to come to Mecca.
Mr. Swaggart, according to your argument, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is necessary for salvation. Can we then surmise that anyone who uses Bible or another Bible will burn in hell, such as Muslims, Buddhists, Catholics, Jews, etc.?
I have never said, never believed that you have to believe in the King James Version to be saved. That's foolishness. That's silly. And before I answer the question, if you won't let me come to Mecca, let me go on television over there. Mr. Didot mentioned the Douay version of the Bible. Sir, we do believe in the Douay version of the Bible. Translation, let's put it that way. We do not accept those spurious books that were mentioned, but we do believe in the Douay translation. We feel it's a good translation. No one has to believe in a particular translation of the Bible to be saved. You do have to believe in the Word of God to be saved. And once again, the Word of God says, there is none other name under heaven. It also tells us that we are saved by faith, not by works, lest any man should boast. We're saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't care where that word is. If the Word of God, do you have a Quran over there, sir? Could I? And I was hoping he brought one. Okay. Any word of God that's in this book, if you believe it, pertaining to salvation, you will be saved. You follow what I'm saying? If the Word of God pertaining to salvation, pertaining to being redeemed, pertaining to being saved, if it's written on the side of a wall somewhere, to be frank with you, it's written on our hearts. That's what the Bible tells us. You can memorize this book and worship it, and it won't save you. It has no power to save you. But the Word of God, if adhered to, and that means accepting Jesus Christ as one's own personal Savior, if that is in the Quran, you can be saved.
Mr. Didat, how does the Muslim account for different versions of the Quran? Does this make all of the versions lies, as you claim the Bible is?
I repeat, there is no such thing as different versions of the Quran. I said there are translations. Yours are versions. Brother Swaggart, in the previous question he answered, he said, look, there are seven spurious books in the Douay version. Seven spurious books which he rejects. So it's a version. There are seven books out of this which he is not prepared to accept as the Word of God. Whereas every Quran in the world translated as it is God's Word, translated. And you have a choice of words, but they are not versions. This is a version. This is a version. Chunks and chunks are thrown out from what is in here. Different versions. I hope you understand my English. You know, I don't know how simpler I can put it to you. That the things are varying. What is in here? Seven books? Not in here. What is in here is not in there. What is in here is taken out from there again. Can you see? It's a version. I hope. I don't know.
Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, what is Trinity?
We believe the Word of God teaches that there is one God, not 2, 5, 10, 12, 15, one God, manifest in three persons, three different personalities. We believe there is a Heavenly Father, we believe there is God the Son, and we believe the Holy Ghost, as Mr. Didot mentioned, that came upon Mary, is also God. They are indivisible, meaning they agree perfectly. They are one in unity. They never disagree. They never have disagreed. We believe that when you get to heaven, if you get there, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will be seated according to the Word of God by the right hand of the Father. And will actually maintain that throne forever, basically. That's what we mean by the Trinity in a short nutshell.
We have a time exactly for two more questions. Mr. Didat, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? Why or why not?
You see, the idea of the Holy Ghost in Christendom is that He is one in a Trinity. But the Christian says that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. But they are not three gods but one God. In his catechism, he continues that the Father is Almighty, the Son is Almighty, and the Holy Ghost is Almighty. But there are not three Almighties but one Almighty. It continues, your catechism. It says the Father is a person, the Son is a person, and the Holy Ghost is a person. That's what Brother Swaggart says in his book. Person, person, person. But not three persons, but one person. I'm asking, what language are you speaking? I'm asking, is that English? By God, it is gibberish, it's not English. You see, he said person, person, person. But not three persons, but one person. I said, Brother Swaggart, you and your two other brothers, let's say you are three identical triplets. And we can't make the difference out between the three of you. They're all identical. We can't make out the difference. If one of you commits murder, can we hang the other? You say no. I'm asking, why not? So you tell me that he's a different person. I said, right. What makes him different? His personality. So the Father, you know, imagination, the human mind, you can't help. When you use words, they conjure up mental pictures. When you say in the name of the Father, you have a certain mental picture of that old Father Christmas, Santa Claus, millions and millions of times bigger than man, but something like a man sitting on some planet with his feet dangling onto the earth as his footstool, the heaven as his canopy, the loving Father in heaven. When you say God the Son, I'm asking, are you thinking of a prize bull or a pawpaw? No. You're thinking of a handsome young man, blonde hair, blue eyes, handsome features. Something like what is on the King of Kings, Jesus of Nazareth, you know, or the Day of Triumph, where Jeffrey Hunter was acting. You know, handsome young man, blonde hair, blue eyes, handsome features, nice beard, not with a poly nose, with a crooked nose, that might make other pictures come into your mind. You know, Shakespeare made Shylock famous. It's a Shylock, Shylock, no. You see, so you're thinking of somebody like an Englishman, or a Nordic, or a German type, with a straight nose, the Son. And the Holy Ghost, something that came like a dove when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, or something that came in flames of fire at Pentecost. I said, the picture is not very vivid, but the picture is there. You have three distinct mental pictures. And however hard you try, you can never superimpose those three pictures and create one. There'll ever be three in your mind. But when I ask you how many pictures you see, you say one. You are lying to me. Brothers and sisters, you are lying to me.
Actually, we have about 3 minutes. Mr. Swaggart, this question is from the management. Do you give us permission to everyone interested in obtaining a copy of this event? Number one. Number two, why didn't you allow televising this event? And number three, we have offered this opportunity to televise this event in Mecca, but it was refused.
Shame on you. You did misquote me. I did not say that God is a person, the Son is a person, the Holy Ghost is a person, and they are one person. I didn't say that. I said there is one God, not one person. It seems to me they're televising it. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cameras. You said they're not televising it? They're televising, aren't they? I'm a little confused. I don't understand.
Do you give us permission for everyone interested in obtaining a copy of this event?
Video? Yes, we will certainly do that, providing that you do not edit the text. You see, I know a little bit about television, and you can make anyone say just about anything you want them to say by chopping it up. We are experts at that, Mr. Dedad. And I would trust this man. Are you looking at me, sir? I trust you. But I don't trust the whole world that I do not see. And we ask to sign a statement if you wanted to televise it and take it with you, do whatever you want to do with it, providing that you tell us where you are going to edit it and how you're going to cut it up. I think that's only fair. We would not want to take anything he said and chop it up and make him to seem to say something that he did not say. That wouldn't be right nor fair. And I think that we've been just about as Christian as anyone could ever be with it.